Blog Talk Radio.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Oh,
when everyone else around me,
you know,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Yeah.
doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and my King.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
The trap you set for yourself.
Yes.
People have set traps for you in the spirit realm. Speak against you in the spirit realm. Don't you know if you think something negative about a person, you might as well say it?
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Some folk can't leave nowhere and obey God. What if Abraham would have said, I grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up here. I'm familiar with this.
Yes.
Why do I have to leave my kinsmen?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to go and do this and that? I'm comfortable here on Bootleg Avenue. I'm comfortable.
Yes.
If you're not willing to leave where you're comfortable, you'll never get to the level and to the dimension where God has called you. I promise you, it cannot be done. Take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself, deny your friends. Here come a religious spirit.
Yes.
You know, family is everything. Find it in the scripture. Ooh, it's so glorious tonight. Find me the scripture and bring it to me where the word of God says family is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Find it. And if you find it, I'll quit preaching.
Not there. Who are my mother and my brother, but those who do the will of my Father.
Now that's in there. Glory to God. Woo! And some of you have been going through. Okay, so family members, acquaintances, and friends. If you're not willing to let go of these things, of the things that you are familiar with, you'll never reap the full benefits of faith. Those that you are close to that are not walking the same walk. You know what people will do when it comes to marriage? They'll say, two cannot walk together unless they be agreed. That goes for every relationship. You can't walk with anybody that you're not in covenant agreement with.
That's right.
One of the most strongest things about walking by faith, and understand this, religion will have you set up your own laws for yourself.
Yes.
Observe this. These are senseless laws. Laws that make no sense.
Oh, yes.
Even without understanding, first of all, you must first realize that salvation lies not in man-made laws. That's why the word of God said in Mark 7:13, making the word of God none effect through your traditions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. How much you give, and even tithing. Take a close look. Everything that man's religion is teaching today, that's man's religion, is centered around money. It's insanity and death. Think about it. Somebody give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache. Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing brings opposition.
Yes.
First, by those that are close around, count up the cost.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm talking from experienced people.
That's right.
You lost your mind. I'm trying to help you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, folk will change on you. And if you don't know that, you'll be walking by faith and everybody be shouting that you saved. Ooh, the glory of God is on this person and that person. You go ahead and get serious about God. Those same folk that were speaking in tongue and happy for you, they'll look at you funny.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. Get really deep in God and get serious about God and start saying, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. Oh, yeah, them same folk that was rooting and tooting going to turn on you. And you know what some people believe? That what I'm saying is negative. Because they're used to these old jellyback prophets.
Come on. Yes.
Tell me something good.
Those kind of prophets. Tell me that you like it, yeah. I want that kind of prophet. I don't want to hear nobody telling me something that I really need. I need somebody that's going to sugarcoat my mess.
Love Talk Radio.
Some folk going to be indifferent. They'll look at your sin. They'll talk about your sin. And they'll be screwing the hell out of everybody and still speaking in tongues.
Come on.
And then try to blame you. He messed us up. He made us crazy. Yeah, folk was crazy before I showed up. Moses wanted to see his glory. God showed him his behind. I will show folk my behind before I let them worship me. So guess what? You saw my ass, then thank God. Now you know I'm flesh. I can hear it now. Can you believe he said that? You know, blessing and cursing are not to proceed out of the same mouth. Well, see, that's the problem. Did you hear him say ass? Did you hear yourself say it when you said it?
Love Talk Radio.
Let me show you what cursing is across the pulpit every Sunday. When a man or woman gets up and preach something that the Holy Spirit didn't reveal, is nothing but the letter, and the letter kills you. Now, you can say kill, curse, they're the same thing. God, what a preach word. So if someone is teaching you something in the flesh, see, some folk don't understand what you call flesh can actually be the Spirit of God. Come on. And what you call the Spirit of God can actually be flesh. Just because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, and people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. Come on. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, and folk this time talk about, ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Have you ever said, talk about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, ooh, loose here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there and we get up, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. You can wake up, I feel the Lord, kiss me. You better go brush. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse.
I love you.
You better be careful. You walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah. You'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do. You know, it's just some folks feel bad. Oh, they act like they don't like me. Who the hell cares? Who don't like me? Listen, some of you are suffering not from low self-esteem. Your self-esteem is too high.
Jesus.
You got high self-esteem. You know, like high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Some people got high self-esteem. They're so high-minded. Come on here. They're so
high-minded.
People has to come to me. I'm not going to anyone and saying I'm sorry. They have to come to me because I'm the royalty. Come on, please, get real.
For real.
Come on. That's why y'all wonder why men act the same way. How you going to sit around and have a boyfriend, have sex with him, and all of a sudden you go to church and get touched, and then you're talking about we can't do it no more. I want to do it right. I want to get married. He been doing it right. In, out, sideways, up, down, backwards, back door, front door. Come on in here.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you get religion and talk about, I'm saved. Didn't you know you were saved before you got to sweating?
Come on.
Because before you married him, y'all was, you know, blessing each other.
Yes.
Anointing each other, consecrating each other.
Yes.
Honey, wait a minute. I'm not going to go to bed tonight. I feel to stay up all night in the presence of the Lord. Well, look, the presence of the Lord is not scared to go to bed with you. You carry your tail to bed. The husband told me I feel led to pray all night. I'll be in my study. And then she sneak in there, and then you on the phone with some other woman. And for you pastors that can't admit that you done slept with folk, repent and stop. You got folk coming to the altar to you. Who the hell are you? You get to the altar.
Tell the real, real. That's right.
And talk about, that's my armor bearer. I've been there too. But that's my armor bearer. Yes, it is. She bearing your arms, all right, around her waist. See, folk don't want to talk. See, that's why don't say you're an apostle and your lips not anointed. An apostle, a true apostle, is not worried about a brick building. Building-minded, conscious leaders got one vision. I want a new church, like it's a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
The trap you set for yourself.
Yes.
People have set traps for you in the spirit realm. Speak against you in the spirit realm. Don't you know if you think somebody give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache? Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing.
Eldrick, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Shelter.
All of your 5 senses, he wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! My God, I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love that. Are you getting this? Woo!
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby concerning Bishop Eddie Long and the issues surrounding this man of God. There was a woman who was caught in adultery. She was brought before Jesus by the scribes and Pharisees, who said to Jesus, "Moses in the law requires us to stone her." Listen, it's so easy for church folk to judge this man, due to the modern-day scribes and Pharisees, who are the spiritual paparazzi, the news media, and spiritual assassins. They're everywhere. Notice in Leviticus 20, verse 10, if the Pharisees and scribes truly believed in the law of Moses, they would have brought the man along with the woman, but they did not. But the man was absent. Jesus knew this was a trap. He said to this crowd of hypocrites, after writing on the ground, he said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her, one by one, beginning with the eldest, even to the last." Jesus was left alone with the woman. Then Jesus said something that is so profound. "Woman, where are your accusers?" The woman said, "No man, Lord." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Oh, how many people who claim to know God have agreed to work for Satan in the position of the accuser of the brethren. You know, hell is always hiring for this position. Hell never runs out of application. Let me ask this. How many gossipers in the church step down? How many liars in the church step down and take a leave of absence from their own man-made pulpits of accusation against the people of God? How many ministers? By the way, we are all ministers, whether we sit in the pulpit on Sunday mornings or not. I have no judgment for this man of God, Bishop Eddie Long. All I will say is, the cross, the blood, the power, the anointing is for him, and the love of God. What can separate this man or whoever has sinned or will sin in the future? Probably right now. And Bishop Eddie Long can never be separated. You can never be separated. I can never be separated from the love of God. But we are separated from the love of church folk. If you don't believe it, wait until, God forbid, you fall from man's grace. You know, if we should fall from man's grace, we have no forgiveness. But thanks be to God, His grace is not insufficient. Lastly, I will say, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus, to all whisperers, whoever hasn't been caught, you have no business looking at a stone. Or whoever has sinned, be restored this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, be restored. Don't step down, step up. Wounded soldiers can still fight. Bishop Eddie Long, I say to you, as Jesus said to the woman, you, man of God, simply go and sin no more. Don't sit, just go. This is Roderick Owensby.
Now this next song, of course, I want you to listen to the words. Y'all ready? It's all about him.
Thank you.
understand what that means? Keep it right there. What'd you say?
Consider myself a Christian.
It's not enough.
You can't just talk the talk. You gotta walk the walk all time.
It's not enough.
You can't just pray when it's time to eat. Not even when it's time to sleep.
It's not enough.
You only call on Him when you're in a bind. You gotta live His word, 'cause you're running out of time.
You're
like a thief in the night.
Turn to
to the earth. Even the night did
come.
Father Jehovah Yahweh, the King of all kings, the Master of all
kings. You better get ready.
I ate up all night. He returned to the earth. Even the night
did come.
Father Jehovah Yahweh, the King of all kings, the Master of all
kings. You better get ready.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Into thine hand I commit my spirit.
Ah. challenged a woman. She said, Roderick, I want the perfect man. I want a man that's going to treat me right. I want a man that's going to love me and take care of me and be my lover, day lover, night lover. I want him to love the Lord. I want him to have a good job, and I want him to be everything that I want a man to be. I want him to know how to love me, hold me, treat me. I said, okay. I said, now let me ask you something. What if Jesus was permitted to marry you? What if in the physical, in the natural, the perfect man for you, what would you want to be to him? Then she paused. Said,
woo! I don't know what to you, 'cause you the
about 1,000 of you to jump up on your feet and give God some in the midst praise, in the midst of what I'm going through. Come on. Come on, y'all. God, we are showing you this room that we know how to praise you in the midst of everything that we're going through. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, put your hands together. Thank you, God, that we know how to praise you in the midst of our struggles and everything that we deal with.
This is Roderick Owensby concerning Bishop Eddie Long and the issues surrounding this man of God. There was a woman who was caught in adultery. She was brought before Jesus by the scribes and Pharisees, who said to Jesus, "Moses in the law requires us to stone her." Listen, it's so easy for church folk to judge this man due to the modern-day scribes and Pharisees, who are the spiritual paparazzi, the news media, as spiritual assassins. They're everywhere. Notice in Leviticus 20, verse 10, if the Pharisees and scribes truly believed in the law of Moses, they would have brought the man along with the woman, but they did not. But the man was absent. Jesus knew this was a trap. He said to this crowd of hypocrites, after writing on the ground, he said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her, one by one, beginning with the eldest, even to the last." Jesus was left alone with the woman. Then Jesus said something that is so profound. "Woman, where are your accusers?" The woman said, "No man, Lord." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Oh, how many people who claim to know God have agreed to work for Satan in the position of the accuser of the brethren. You know, hell is always hiring for this position. Hell never runs out of application. Let me ask this. How many gossipers in the church step down? How many liars in the church step down and take a leave of absence from their own man-made pulpits of accusation against the people of God? How many ministers? By the way, we are all ministers, whether we sit in the pulpit on Sunday mornings or not. I have no judgment for this man of God, Bishop Eddie Long. All I will say is, the cross, the blood, the power, the anointing is for him and the love of God. What can separate this man or whoever has sinned or will sin in the future? Probably right now. And Bishop Eddie Long can never be separated. You can never be separated. I can never be separated from the love of God. But we are separated from the love of church folk. If you don't believe it, wait until, God forbid, you fall from man's grace. You know, if we should fall from man's grace, we have no forgiveness. But thanks be to God, his grace is not insufficient. Lastly, I will say, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus, to all whisperers, whoever hasn't been caught, you have no business looking at a stone, or whoever has sinned, be restored this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, be restored. Don't step down, step up. Wounded soldiers can still fight. Bishop Eddie Long, I say to you, as Jesus said to the woman, you, man of God, simply go and sin no more. Don't sit, just go. This is Roderick Owensby.
All my V-dubs and my fitted senses.